Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Property in Bondi, two-bedroom, incredible place. She made $900 long-term, and that's gross, before paying any agent. And now we got bookings for the first 2 months, and she's making $2,000 average a week with that property. Now, she wouldn't be able to do that without our pricing and without our furnishing and services.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Taran Shum, and in this episode on Property Investory, we continue the conversation with the owners of Made Comfy, Kieran and Sabrina. Discover how they are disrupting the industry through their convenient services, and how you can benefit from them when considering renting out your property through platforms such as Airbnb. Also, before we delve into this episode, go over to propertyinvestory.com and subscribe to receive your free property investor case studies, where you'll learn how to generate passive income from your properties. Go there now to sign up for free. Kieran and Sabrina's company, Made Comfy, is made for people who want to rent out their properties. Styling and housekeeping is also part of their service, making the property more attractive to potential tenants.
The maybe target audience of ours are investors that are maybe not yet on the Airbnb or sort of heard of it and think, oh, I'm not sure what is behind that. And what we do, so usually when you have a property and you have it rented out long term, it's empty and you have a long term tenant in there. So what we do from the beginning, we give you a 12-month revenue prediction based on our data that is surrounded by similar properties like yours. So you get an understanding what your cash flow is over the next 12 months compared to long-term and compared to if you manage it yourself on Airbnb. So that was the very first thing we do to really understand what's the risk. And if you see, there are big gaps in between, or there are some potential, like you're not going to do better than long-term, then we flag it at that stage. What we do as next one is that we furnish the property. So you need to, one thing is the location, the type of property, which is really important. We always tell when we do talks, we always educate about it. It's so important the way you furnish and style your property, because that's the product that people book and pay for. And so we do the furnishing and the styling. We provide a 24-month interest-free financing for that, so there is no additional outlay that any kind of investor can afford that. And we focus on making the property to stand out at the market.
So how can property investors tap into this service?
The way it gets booked, to understand it maybe as well, is when you are on Airbnb or booking.com, you have a location roughly, and then you have a rough budget. And as we all know, when we travel, we have always a budget range that is bigger than what we wanted to spend initially. So that's what happens first. Then you see like a lot of listings, and you look for a listing that is making you dream. And that's where your property has to be. It has to be up in that listing, and it has to have that one photo that is incredible, like get people to dream. and they click on it, and then they read the first couple of paragraphs, look at the other photos, and this is when you pretty much sell them the apartment or the house. They look at the reviews, if that's all great, then they look at the price. And at that point, they are so close to book that you've pretty much got them on your property. So that's all that part is what we do. We make sure it stands out. We take amazing photos. We make sure the mattress, the pillows, the linen and the towels is incredible. We are using a pillow and Duna range that the Shangri-La Hotel is using. So it's top range. But we are able to get wholesale prices on that, which we pass on to our investors. We then do all the pricing. The pricing is an algorithm that we have in the back in a system that communicates that to all the portals to make sure every night we advertise it at the highest rate where we still get a booking. And yeah, then we do all the guest communication. Guests will ask you a lot of questions at their time zone. So if someone from the US books, you get a 2 a.m. inquiry, and it's important to reply to that and make sure that they sort of book. We do all that. We then, when guests book and arrive, we do all the communication, make sure they know how to check in. We welcome them. When they check out, make sure they had a great time. We then turn around everything, do the cleaning, housekeeping. We provide like little chocolates, shampoos, and things like that, and welcome the next guest. That's pretty much what we do on that side. And for the homeowners, property owners, we have a portal where we sort of provide full transparency on the bookings and on the income that you're going to have. You get monthly statements, and yeah, you're always pretty much up to aware of what your return is. And then as an end result, we are achieving returns that are around 30 to our best properties, 140% above long term. And consistent. So this is sort of what we are achieving.
Where there are travelers booking on Airbnb from overseas and the property is located further from the CBD, data comes into play to determine the likelihood of your property getting rented out.
It all depends. For example, we have a couple of properties in Arncliffe, which is like sort of at the airport, and we have a house in Ashbury. There may be suburbs where you think Airbnb wouldn't work. But what you see there is there is no hotel in that area, and there are not many Airbnbs because people think it doesn't work. But you have quite a few people that are staying there for local businesses or to visit local family. Also, it's a bit cheaper as well. So you get, especially with houses, you get families that don't have maybe the budget to stay. So I would say it depends. The hot suburbs are definitely the inner city, inner west, eastern suburbs, lower north shore, northern beaches. It is not, it doesn't mean that your suburb maybe doesn't work out. It always depends on what your long-term return is, and again, what the potential demand in your area is. And that's, we use data to tell us that.
For those thinking of becoming a potential landlord on Airbnb, utilizing Made Comfy means added value to your property.
It doesn't almost matter how much we get paid. The main focus of that is that we increase the net return of the landlord. And the way we work on a commission. We take a 20% commission on the revenue that we generate, and on average it's around 40% higher than what you would achieve yourself on Airbnb. So yeah, sort of better off paying us and using us than managing it yourself. Plus you have no work, and that's the only thing we have. We have a small setup fee that is paying for the photography and for the early listings. It's $250, but that's about it. When you look at the returns that we generate, as an example, we've just onboarded a property in Bondi, 2-bedroom, incredible place. She made $900 long term, and that's gross before paying any agent. And now we got bookings for the first 2 months, and she's making $2,000 on average a week with that property. Now, she wouldn't be able to do that without our pricing and without our furnishing and services.
To ensure there is a consistent cash flow, Sabrina and Kieran undertake a financial analysis to gauge the potential of the property in the long and short term.
We have been in the market almost for 3 years now, and we are generating for our property investors consistent returns. So I know that a lot has been said on seasonality and that the return is not stable, but that is not what we are experiencing with our current customers. So at Square Insight, we base a lot of what we do on data from the whole short-term rental market, as well as the data from the properties that we manage. So the first thing and the first step is doing a financial analysis on what can be generated with the property. We wouldn't take on board a property that don't have the potential to deliver a higher return. So we also reject properties if we see that the delta that we can achieve between long-term and short-term is not high enough. And I think that is key for the success of achieving high returns and generating consistent cash flow. Another thing that is really, really important is, as we have mentioned before, that the pricing is properly managed based on supply, demand, so to achieve the highest occupancy rate possible, and that the property has a great look and feel so that it's the first choice when the guest is trying to book. Based on our experience, we can generate consistent returns for our property investors.
Well, maybe just add on the demand side, we do a lot of research as well on travelers. So in 2010, there have been 2.7 international visitors to Sydney. Now, that sounds a lot, 2.7 million. That's excluding anyone who comes from interstate, so purely international. Now, last year, 2016, we had 3.7 million international visitors. That's a million more. So if you look into an increase in demand on that side, there have not been hotels and service apartments built to really capture that demand. So it's the city of Sydney does a lot to attract more guests, and the same is in Melbourne and Brisbane. Tourism is a big industry in Australia. So it's a growing demand, and you just need to make sure that you are advertising to those tourists and travelers, and make sure that your price is where it should be that you get that booking.
Yeah, something really important as well is not only Airbnb, it's having a proper marketing strategy and marketing through the right channels, because Airbnb is just one of many platforms. And to mitigate that risk, you need to be across multiple platforms as well, as Booking.com, TripAdvisor, Estate, the HomeAway group as well.
In terms of growth for Makeupy for the next few years, they are looking to increase their asset base through appealing to a wider target audience.
We've got now around $500 million in assets that we manage. Now that is from a small studio in Newtown up to like $10-15 million houses in the eastern suburbs or lower North Shore, and that's currently growing. We're growing with a rate of over 20%. A month. We are opening up in Melbourne in 2 weeks, which is a major step as well, and in the Central Coast in November as well. So this is where we are growing at the moment. The growth is a lot as well on making sure we provide the service that is required and also expected from our property owners and from our guests. There's a lot of investment going into our customer service side, onto the data side to ensure we are continuously providing the best pricing strategy and also the best return for our owners.
And for the owners who wish to treat their property as a holiday house, that is possible too.
We have a certain minimum time that we need to be able to manage it, and that depends on the size of your property. But if you go away anything like 4 weeks plus, it's a great way to make sure you can either upgrade your holiday or pay off that mortgage quicker, or pay for a renovation that you wanted for a long time. So it gives you just simply more flexibility in your life using that asset that you have and making sure that other people can enjoy it as well.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve into the resources Kieran and Sabrina have used to condition their entrepreneurial mindset.
Some people that want to get inspired on starting their own businesses, on how to confront the challenges of building a business. So you can also, I'm really enjoying the podcast of Team Ferry.
What they're excited about for their business in the future.
Appreciating that they had an amazing time in Sydney or in Australia that they haven't had anywhere before, because they really, truly lived like a local.
And that's next. I'm Taran Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Hey, podcast listeners. I just wanted to let you know about the podcast show notes I've created for you that you can download at freepropertyresource.com. Inside these show notes, I've included a full summary, details of the resources recommended, plus much, much more. Just go to freepropertyresource.com to grab it now. It's free and it'll make the rest of the episode so much more impactful. Again, that's freepropertyresource.com. Now back to the show. In disrupting the industry through their business, Sabrina and Kieran have conditioned their mindset through resources by Tony Hsieh and Tim Ferriss.
The one book that we both read, is Delivering Happiness. It's the book of the CEO of the Zappos. Zappos is a
He's awesome. That's a great book.
Yeah, we love it.
Great book. It is written in a way, it's really interesting as well. But you learn so much about why are they successful and why is he doing this. And he's describing a lot about the importance of culture and customer service and what customer service actually means. We can recommend this to anyone who's in some kind of customer service business or interested in that. It's an incredible book. And so Delivering Happiness from Tony Hsieh.
Yeah, and in terms of all the podcasts for entrepreneurs and people that want to get inspired on starting their own businesses, on how to confront the challenges of building a business. So you can also, I'm really enjoying the podcast of Tim Ferriss, the author of The 4 Hours Work Week. Really inspiring, lots of great entrepreneurs sitting there with him and sharing their stories and their journeys as well.
A personal habit which has contributed to their success is to consider their failures as blessings and lessons learned.
One I think, big mindset thing is see, look at failure and mistake in a different way. And I think that where we word failure and mistake is very negative. But when you look at it, any mistake you do or failure, it's like you get to a labyrinth and you realize there's a wall, right? And you can't continue. And it's actually telling you that. So it's a great way to say, okay, it's an amazing learning experience that I will not continue and make this mistake again. So if you look into the whole like thing about lean startups or continuous improvement, it's all about the mindset of what making mistake and what failure means, and being open to communicate and be open about a mistake or a failure is something we nurture a lot in Medcomfy, because it gives us a great opportunity to learn from that and to improve from that. And I personally learned so much more, like I don't know how, but so much more with the things I did wrong in life and the mistakes I did, and I think I did only so many mistakes in my life that it should be really awful if it was as awful as people look at mistakes. But it enabled me to personally to get to a point where I am today, and I'm a very different person based on the mistakes I've made in personal life, in business, in just with myself. And I think that's a big thing, to really look into mistakes and failure in a different way and to try to see the positive in it, what you can learn from that.
The opportunity to help others with their investment properties is an exciting prospect for the future of Medcomfy.
There are three things that are exciting. The opportunity to help property owners to have a higher flexibility financially and with their assets. and really enable all of Australia to really tap into that side of things. For guests to go away with this, wow, I had this amazing stay. I had an amazing time, and I really enjoyed staying here in Australia with my comfy. And the other big thing where I'm a big believer in, and it's the whole discussion at the moment around short-term rentals and the positive or negative impact it has with communities. And one big thing really personally, strong believer is there is a place for short-term and for long-term. But at the end, it's all about people, and simply is all about the way long-term rentals, short-term rentals are managed. Now, long-term rentals are regulated. You can't just do what you want with your property and do things. The same with development. There are certain rules you have to comply with, and I think that's currently lacking with short-term. There are a lot of gray areas, which is causing a lot of of fear and unknowns with everyone. And to give you a great story, for example, with when we start in certain building complexes and neighbors or the owner is engaging us, then we always let the neighbors know and hope to say, hey, here, this is what my company is, and this is what we are doing. And in the beginning, of course, often you get this, it's an Airbnb, and there will be parties and things like that. And we are very open, like say, look, there is no party. We have a strict no-party policy. We are scanning every guest. We have IDs. So if there's anything, please always feel free to let us know and contact us. And there was this neighbor in one of the apartments we have in Darlinghurst who, of course, the very first week called us and said, hey, as a guest, and they are like, we're allowed the whole night. And he was maybe more contacting us to really complain and didn't expect us to do anything. What we've done that morning, we contacted the guest and asked, what happened? And the guest said, look, yeah, we had a bit of a lot of time. And yeah, we pretty much said, look, we can't have that. The guest didn't really see that as well. So we asked the guest to check out simply because we had the right to do so because they violated our house rules. Now, the neighbor was simply, when he realized what happened, that the guest sort of left, right, was really impressed by, wow, those guys are actually doing something about this. And if I had a long-term tenant next to me, like that person, I would have been stuck with that for 12 months. And now that person is gone, it's great.
This made a good impression on the neighbors, which prompted them to help out another guest.
Now, about 12 months later, we had a guest. She locked herself out. Yeah, it's just amazing. The same neighbor realized what happened, saw her being locked out, and she was quite emotional. She had a meeting and everything, and she literally needed clothes to go to the meeting. And we couldn't get on time. She couldn't, she was just frustrated in a way. And then he was so open, he told her to come into his place, and he gave her money to buy clothes to be able to go to that meeting, and said, "Don't worry, let's sort out that later when you come back." And seeing how it was initially when there was this kind of negative thoughts about short-term rentals, to what it did to that person, simply because he knows that we care as much about the community as he does, that he's so supportive to a guest, just blew us away. To really realize what you can do when you manage it properly and when you are there.
To contact the owners of Made Comfy and to find out more about what they do, you can go to their website. They also have a calculator to help determine how you can add value to your own investment property through Sabrina and Kieran's services.
Yeah, so the best way is just going to our website, www.makecomfy.com.au, and we will be really happy to help.
What we have on the website is a calculator, so you can enter your address and number of bedrooms that you have, and it gives you an indication about how much you could earn. And then the next stage is to just click on a proposal button, and then you get in touch with us, and we will do a 12-month proposal for your property, full analysis about the potential revenue, and that doesn't cost you anything.
Thank you to Kieran and Sabrina, our guests on this episode of Property Investory. If you want to hear more about their journey, then visit our website at propertyinvestory.com. Simply type in the search bar, Kieran and Sabrina, and select that episode to learn more about their story. Also, if you haven't subscribed to receive your free property case studies that I only send exclusively via email, you can text me your email address to 04998810 to subscribe. These real case studies are from experienced property investors where they share specific numbers of their portfolio, the strategies, and much more. Simply text me your email address to 04998810 to get your free case studies. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.